Governor Sean Parnell visited Ketchikan on Tuesday and spoke to a group of Rotary members and their guests during the Rotary 2000 weekly luncheon at Cape Fox Lodge. Parnell gave audience members an overview of the state and talked about Ketchikan specifically. He says that statewide, things are looking good.
From a big picture, I'm excited about Alaska. I'm excited about our opportunities here. I travel around the state a lot, and I travel some in the lower 48, and there is no place that I would rather be than in this state. Now, we were joking at the table that only the governor of North Dakota might have cause to say that they have a better economy than we do, but there are at least 48 other governors that would trade places with me, and their states would trade places with every resident of our state. The opportunities here are just endless and as vast as our state. And when I say that, I think about a few things in particular. I think first of our people, and I think second of our resources.
Parnell says he recently toured a Shell Oil drilling rig that should be headed to the Arctic soon. He says the potential there for increased oil production means economic growth for the state, more oil in the Trans-Alaska pipeline, and more jobs. Parnell also talked about natural gas development at Point Thompson, which he says was held for many years under a lease but not developed. He says that through litigation, the state was able to negotiate with the leaseholders and get a commitment to start development. Parnell says the state is heavily dependent on oil and needs to open up the next resource. He says oil industry representatives are working on a plan for an all-Alaska gas line. Parnell says that an export facility in Alaska, perhaps in Ketchikan, to send gas to Asia makes more economic sense than piping gas through Canada to the lower 48. Parnell says that he met with Ketchikan's two mayors Tuesday morning.
Thankfully, this was not a meeting where I got, hit over the head on things. They were pretty happy with the capital budget.
Parnell says that Ketchikan has the three M's, mining, maritime, and mariculture. He says he is pleased to learn that the Alaska Mining Association has started a chapter here, and he plans to continue support of that industry. Parnell says Ketchikan's maritime industry is expanding along with the shipyard, which he says is on the way to gaining more state ferry contracts and should be well positioned to work on ships traveling to and from the Arctic. He says he also is working toward getting the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration survey vessel Fairweather homeported in Ketchikan. Regarding mariculture, Parnell says Ketchikan has much to look forward to, with new research and efforts underway.
I know that Ketchikan, you have suffered so much across the years, but you are so well positioned now to take advantage of what's around you and also to be in coordination with the rest of the state.
Following his talk, Parnell answered a few questions from the audience. He says energy is a major issue, particularly in Alaska, where heating needs and costs both are high. In response to another question, he says the state is working with the federal government on a plan for mitigating debris from last year's tsunami in Japan. Another audience member asked about education funding. Parnell says that the state's public education system needs to change, and he has started making progress in that area, such as incentive scholarships for students. Parnell responded to another question about the state budget. He says the level of spending is not sustainable, but it's better than it might have been. Parnell says it took 2 years of record-breaking vetoes, but this year the Senate worked with him to create a budget that fell within a set spending limit.
The Senate learned. And I say that with all respect, because when a governor says he or she is going to do something, he or she has got to do it. Otherwise, you lose credibility and the ability to move in the next year.
Parnell says the spending limit slowed the tanker of spending, but it hasn't turned the corner yet. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.